Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, April 28th, and coming up in today's episode, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh briefs Prime Minister Modi on security preparedness as opposition unites in calls against Pakistan. Supreme Court questions OTT content and seeks regulation. In a YouTube crackdown, India bans 16 Pakistani channels after Kashmir attack. And Canada votes to elect its next government today. Justice B.R. Gawai has once again hinted at recent allegations against the judiciary in the Supreme Court, this time during a hearing against alleged obscenity on OTT platforms. The Supreme Court of India has agreed to examine a public interest litigation, or PIL, that raises concerns over obscene and indecent content on social media as well as OTT platforms. The petition was filed by former Information Commissioner Uday Mahurkar along with four others. The bench, led by Justice B.R. Gawai, who is said to be the next Chief Justice of India, and Justice A.G. Massey, issued notices on Monday to the Union Government and several major digital platforms. These include Netflix, Amazon Prime, Alt Balaji, Ullu Digital, Mubi, Meta, Google, Apple and X Corp. During the hearing, Justice Gawai, however, remarked that, quote, "This falls in the executive's domain. As it is, we are already facing allegations of interfering with the executive domain," unquote. This was in relation to recent attacks against the judiciary and Supreme Court by members of Bharatiya Janata Party and others, especially in the aftermath of Supreme Court's decision on how long a governor or president can take to approve a state bill. Justice Gawai then added that the court was cautious about overstepping into legislative or executive powers but would still issue notice due to the seriousness of the matter. Advocate Vishnu Shankar Jain, representing the petitioner, said, "My lords, this is not an adversarial plea, but there is a serious concern here." He pointed to explicit content circulating freely on digital platforms without any checks or restrictions. The Solicitor General of India, Tushar Mehta, has acknowledged the seriousness of the issue and said the content is so perverse that even two men cannot sit together in a room and watch it. SG Mehta stressed that while some regulation already exists, more rules are being considered by the Union Government. The court responded by saying something should be done. The bench noted that the petition raised a serious matter of important concern and decided to tackle it with other similar pending cases. The court's official order stated, and I'm quoting, "This petition raises an important concern with regard to the display of various objectionable, obscene and indecent content on OTT platforms as well as social media." Learned Solicitor General fairly states that contents go to the extent of perversity. He submits that certain more regulations are in contemplation. The petitioners include Uday Mahurkar, Sanjeev Nevar, Sudeshna Bhattacharya Mukherjee, Shatabdi Pandey and Swati Goyal. The court had recently flagged similar concerns while hearing another case involving digital content in the India's Got Latent row regarding Ranveer Ahlabadia. In that hearing, the bench urged the government to consider creating regulations for online media platforms, including social media. India has banned 16 Pakistani YouTube channels in the aftermath of the Pahalgam terror attack. Together, these channels had over 63 million subscribers. The ban was ordered by the recommendation of the Union Home Ministry. Sources say the channels were spreading provocative and communal content. The government has also accused them of sharing false information about India and its security forces. This move follows the recent terror attack in Pahalgam. The banned channels include major Pakistani news outlets, including Dawn, ARY News, Sama TV, Bol News, Jio News, Suno News and Raftar, who have been for a long time the primary source of information on Pakistani political developments. The banned are the channels of journalists Irshad Bhatti, Asma Shirazi, Omar Chima and Munif Farooq. Other affected platforms include the Pakistan Reference, Sama Sports, Uzair Cricket and Razi Nama. Anyone trying to view these channels in India now sees the following message. This content is currently unavailable in the country because of an order from the government related to national security or public order. The action comes after the Pahalgam terror attack on April 22nd, where the dastardly attack had killed 25 tourists and a local man from Kashmir who were shot point blank almost and killed. India has blamed Pakistan-based groups for the killings. In response, India has taken strong measures, including the suspension of visas for several Pakistani nationals. It has also stopped cooperation under the Indus Water Treaty, which is currently in abeyance. Pakistan has reacted by saying it may suspend all bilateral agreements with India, including the Shimla Agreement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke strongly after the attack and said that this attack was not just on innocent tourists. The country's enemies have shown the audacity to attack India's soul. He had also said that the time has come to raise whatever is left of the terror haven. Quote, the will of 140 crore Indians will break the bank of the masters of terror, unquote. The government has also raised objections with the BBC. Officials criticized a headline that read, Pakistan suspends visas for Indians after Delhi Kashmir attack on tourists. The Ministry of External Affairs said this made it sound like India was responsible. It also called the terrorists militants. A letter has been sent to BBC's India head. Officials have said India's strong views have been shared clearly and that they will continue to watch how the BBC reports on such sensitive issues. As Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a 40-minute meeting with Prime Minister Modi over the security issues as well as Pahalgam attack today, leaders from across party lines have come together in the aftermath of the attack with a shared call for unity and strong action as a nation mourns for the victims. On April 22nd, 25 tourists and a local pony ride operator were killed in a brutal and dastardly terror attack at Baisaran Meadows in Pahalgam. This has been described as one of the deadliest attacks in the region since abrogation of Article 370. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has pledged to bring the attackers and their backers to justice. He had said, from Kargil to Kanyakumari, there is grief and there is rage. The attack was not just on innocent tourists. The country's enemies have shown the audacity to attack India's soul. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh met with Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan to discuss the military's preparedness. He later then briefed Prime Minister Modi at his residence. Meanwhile, passing a resolution against the terror attack in Kashmir Assembly and giving a most powerful speech in the Assembly in the aftermath of Pahalgam terror attack, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said that every part of the country from north to south, from east to west, came in the throes of this heinous attack. The NC leader said that this is the beginning of the end of terror in the valley. In a rare show of bonhomie between opposition and treasury benches, BJP has also praised Mr. Abdullah's response after the 22nd attack. The assembly also decided that this attack was on the very essence of Kashmiriyat. In the Jammu and Kashmir Assembly, Sunil Sharma condemned the killings and praised Chief Minister Omar Abdullah for calling an all-party session and taking swift action. The BJP also acknowledged Mr. Abdullah's role in handling the situation. However, tensions escalated further after Pakistani troops opened fire across the line of control on the night of April 27th and 28th. The Indian Army reported unprovoked small arms fire in Kupwara and Poonch districts and responded, quote, swiftly and effectively. AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi, meanwhile, strongly criticized Pakistan in his speech. He said, quote, you are not just half an hour behind, you are half a century behind India. He urged the government to push for Pakistan to be placed on the FATF grey list. He also appealed for unity, saying there is an attempt to create hate for Kashmiris. We must remain united. Pakistan, ISI and Lashkar-e-Taiba want conflicts between Hindu and Muslims. Congress leader Supriya Srinath also reacted sharply to nuclear threats from Pakistan, calling them empty bluffs. An all-party meeting was held in Delhi, where the centre briefed all sides. Calls for unity remain strong as India responds to the attack in Pahalgam. Canadians are heading to the polls on Monday, today, to elect a new government. The Liberal Party, led by Mark Carney, is seeking another term in office. The main challenge comes from Pierre Poilievre's Conservative Party. The final day of campaigning on Sunday was overshadowed by a deadly car ramming attack in Vancouver. A man drove into a crowd at a Filipino street festival killing 11 people and injuring dozens more. Police say the suspect, a 30-year-old man, had a history of mental health issues and previous contact with law enforcement. He's now in custody. Prime Minister Mark Carney paused his campaign to address the nation. Fighting back tears, he said, "Last night, families lost a sister, a brother, a mother, a father, a son or a daughter. Those families are living every family's nightmare." Pierre Poilievre also responded while campaigning in Mississauga. Standing alongside his wife at a local church, he said, "Our hearts are with you today. All Canadians are united in solidarity with the Filipino community." Carney became leader of the Liberals earlier this year following Justin Trudeau's resignation. He is a former central banker and college hockey goalie. Poilievre, age 45, has served in Parliament for 20 years. His campaign has focused on the rising cost of life under Liberal rule. Polls suggest that Liberals are slightly ahead. An annual survey showed on Sunday that Liberals with 43% support compared to 38.9% for the Conservative are very minutely ahead in the race. Analysts say Carney gained support for taking a strong stand against the United States. President Donald Trump had placed tariffs on Canada and referred to the country as the 51st state, sparking backlash. British Columbia's 43 seats are among the most contested. In total, 343 ridings will be decided. Over 28 million Canadians are registered to vote. Advance voting ran from 18 to 21st April, with nearly 2 million voters casting early ballots on the first day alone. Polling stations will be open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time on Monday. Due to Canada's six time zones, results will begin coming in after polls close in the Atlantic provinces. Final counts are expected after polls close in British Columbia. Smaller parties like NDP and Bloc Québécois may still influence the outcome, but current polls suggest that Liberals are better positioned in urban areas. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV news app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.